Chinese Media, Anglo-Saxons DNA Makes Them Genocidal. By Francis Martel on June 29, 2021. China's government-run Global Times propaganda outlet published an opinion column Tuesday declaring that Anglo-Saxons are genetically predisposed to genocide and that ethnic Anglo-Saxons practice the law of the jungle. The Global Times regularly accuses the United States, and more recently began to accuse Canada, of genocide in response to global condemnation of China's policy of imprisoning Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other Muslim ethnic minority people in concentration camps. The Chinese Communist Party is believed to have imprisoned as many as 3 million people in 1,200 concentration camps since 2017. Camp survivors have testified publicly to experiencing or witnessing extreme forms of torture, including the use of electric devices and gang rape, the public rape of prisoners in front of hundreds of other inmates, the enslavement of prisoners, forced sterilization, forced abortions, and infanticide. Beijing insists all concentration camp survivors are actors but does not deny the camp's existence, branding them vocational training institutes, instead. Multiple free states, including America, have branded the campaign to eradicate the Uyghur ethnic identity a genocide. The Global Times and other regime-run newspaper often publish content claiming that free Western states cannot criticize the genocide of the Uyghur people because of abuses committed hundreds of years ago against indigenous Americans. The Global Times expanded that argument to include not just the American and Canadian governments, two of the most vocal in condemning the Uyghur genocide, but all Anglo-Saxons. With solid evidence of the Anglo-Saxons' systematic genocide against indigenous people, the U.S. and Canada idly sit on the land they seized and hypocritically show care for the world's human rights, the Global Times proclaimed. They have no intention to sincerely address their own shameful record of genocide. The column is titled Brutality Against Indigenous People Embedded in Anglo-Saxons' DNA and proclaims, such brutality against indigenous people is embedded in the genes of the Anglo-Saxons. The Uyghur people are indigenous to East Turkestan, what China refers to as its Xinjiang province. Unlike the alleged crimes against indigenous people in the West, which the Global Times goes back to 1783 to condemn, significant evidence suggests the indigenous genocide in Xinjiang continues in 2021. While the newspaper does not mention the Uyghur genocide directly, it indicates that the declaration of the existence of genocidal DNA, a claim it does not corroborate with any science, is a direct response to justified outrage over the Xinjiang situation. The U.S. and Canada manipulate the human rights card on one hand, and turn a blind eye to the human rights stain on their own soil on the other, which is a manifestation of Western-style hypocrisy and double standards, the propaganda outlet declares. Apparently still referring to Anglo-Saxons, the Global Times concludes that they practice law of the jungle, sick, and view the other countries with the same logic. The Anglo-Saxon ethnicity is typically defined as Germanic, English-speaking people, usually descending from the British Isles. The Chinese government newspaper does not address the fact that a significant portion of Canada's population, including Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, is both of French and Francophone descent. The Global Times is, at press time, successfully promoting the article despite its overt racist content. The article lives on Twitter, where the propaganda outlet boasts 1.8 million followers. You may not promote violence against or directly attack or threaten other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, caste, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease, Twitter's conduct policy reads. The Global Times also shared a link to the article, Live at Press Time, on Facebook, where the newspaper boasts an even more significant 63 million likes. We don't allow hate speech on Facebook, the site's community standards page reads. We define hate speech as a direct attack against people, on the basis of what we call protected characteristics, race, ethnicity, national origin, disability, religious affiliation, caste, sexual orientation, sex, gender identity, and serious disease. The Global Times attack on Canada follows an attempt by the Communist Party to use its position at the United Nations Human Rights Council to demand an investigation into Canada's alleged abuses against Indigenous people. Canada, in turn, has led the charge at the agency to investigate the Uyghur genocide. Trudeau issued a personal apology on behalf of the Canadian government to the nation's Indigenous community in 2017 over the same alleged abuses and has vowed to invest public resources in fully uncovering the brutality of policies to assimilate Indigenous people into European culture. Addressing China's barbs, Trudeau cited Canada's attempts to publicly atone for its past, compared to China's denial of its ongoing genocide against Muslim ethnic minorities. Where is China's Truth and Reconciliation Commission? Where is their truth? Where is the openness that Canada has always shown? And the responsibility that Canada has taken for the terrible mistakes of the past? And indeed, many of which continue into the present? Trudeau asked in a press conference last week. China is not recognizing even that there is a problem. That is a pretty fundamental difference, he added. And that is why Canadians and people from around the world are speaking up for people like the Uyghurs who find themselves voiceless, faced with a government that will not recognize what's happening to them. The Chinese Communist Party published a white paper last week exonerating itself of all accusations of human rights abuses, applauding itself for bringing China national liberation from the West. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.